The idea that the human brain is composed of three distinct parts, each representing different stages of evolution, is a pervasive myth that has shaped our understanding of human behavior and cognition. This chapter, You Have One Brain, Not Three, by Lisa Feldman Barrett, dismantles the triune brain theory and presents a more accurate and unified view of the human brain. Barrett argues that instead of being a battleground between primitive instincts, emotions, and rational thought, our brain functions as an integrated whole, evolved to efficiently manage our body's energy needs and navigate our complex social world. This misconception about the brain structure has implications for how we perceive human nature, morality, and mental health, making it crucial to understand the true nature of our brain. The triune brain myth. The triune brain model, popularized by neuroscientist Paul MacLean, suggests that our brain consists of three layers: the reptilian brain for basic survival functions, the limbic system for emotions, and the neocortex for rational thought. This idea, while appealing, oversimplifies the brain's structure and function. Barrett points out that modern neuroscience does not support this model and that our brain operates as a single, cohesive organ. The triune brain theory posits that the reptilian brain, inherited from ancient reptiles, controls our basic survival instincts like feeding, fighting, and mating. The limbic system, supposedly added later with the evolution of mammals, is thought to handle our emotions, while the neocortex, considered uniquely human, is responsible for rational thought. However, contemporary research using advanced techniques like molecular genetics and neural imaging reveals that the brain does not function in this compartmentalized manner. Instead, all parts of the brain work together in a highly integrated network, where emotional and rational processes are deeply interconnected and cannot be easily separated. Plato's influence. Plato's concept of the human psyche as a battleground between reason, emotion, and desire has heavily influenced Western thought. Early neuroscientists mapped this philosophical idea onto the brain, leading to the creation of the triune brain theory. However, Barrett emphasizes that this mapping is more metaphorical than factual, as modern evidence shows a more integrated brain function. Plato's narrative of internal conflict suggested that rationality should dominate our baser instincts and emotions to achieve a virtuous life. This idea resonated with many and laid the groundwork for the triune brain concept, which provided a seemingly scientific explanation for why humans experience such internal struggles. Yet, this notion reflects cultural and moral philosophies more than biological reality. Neuroscience today shows that what we call rational and emotional behaviors are not governed by separate brain regions but result from complex interactions across the entire brain. Misconceptions and their implications. The persistence of the triune brain model has significant implications for how we understand human behavior, particularly in areas like morality and mental health. The idea that we have an inner lizard brain controlling our primitive urges, a limbic system for our emotions, and a neocortex for rational thought implies that rationality must always struggle to keep our emotions and instincts in check. This dichotomy has influenced various fields, including psychology, education, and even criminal justice. Barrett argues that this oversimplification can lead to misguided approaches to treating mental health disorders, which are often seen as battles between rational and irrational parts of the brain. Instead, understanding the brain as a unified, dynamic system that continually integrates emotional and rational processes offers a more accurate framework for addressing these issues. Evolutionary realities. Barrett explains that the brain's development is more accurately described as an integrated process rather than evolving in distinct layers. The idea that the human brain added new parts on top of old ones over millions of years does not hold up to scientific scrutiny. Evolution has shaped the brain as a complex network where new functions emerge from reorganizing and enhancing existing structures. This perspective aligns better with the evidence from evolutionary biology and neuroscience. For instance, the neurons that form the human neocortex are not unique to humans but are also found in other mammals and even some reptiles, suggesting a shared evolutionary heritage that is more nuanced than the triune brain model suggests. The brain's complexity and adaptability truly set it apart, not the simplistic addition of new layers over time. brain networks and integration. Modern neuroscience reveals that the brain functions as an intricate network of interconnected regions communicating continuously to produce thought, emotion, and behavior. These highly dynamic networks allow the brain to adapt to new situations and learn from experiences. Barrett highlights that the brain's ability to integrate information from various sources is crucial for survival, enabling us to effectively predict and respond to our environment. For example, the prefrontal cortex, often labeled as the center of rational thought, is deeply involved in emotional regulation and decision-making, demonstrating the interconnectedness of different brain functions. This integration allows for the complex behaviors and cognitive abilities that characterize humans, emphasizing that no single part of the brain operates in isolation. The role of prediction. One of the brain's primary functions is to predict and manage the body's energy needs, a process known as elasticity. Rather than merely reacting to stimuli, the brain constantly anticipates and prepares for future events based on past experiences. This predictive capacity is essential for maintaining physiological balance and ensuring survival. Barrett explains that prediction is a fundamental aspect of brain function that underlies all our thoughts, emotions, and actions. For instance, when we feel anxious about an upcoming exam, our brain predicts potential outcomes. It prepares the body to deal with them, illustrating how deeply intertwined prediction is with our emotional and physical states. The myth of rationality. The triune brain model perpetuates the myth that rationality is the pinnacle of human evolution and that emotions are primitive and less valuable. Barrett challenges this notion by demonstrating that emotions are not separate from rational thought but are integral to it. Emotions provide critical information about our needs and priorities, guiding our decision-making processes. The idea that rationality should dominate emotions overlooks the fact that both are essential for adaptive behavior. For example, fear can prompt us to avoid danger, while joy can motivate us to pursue beneficial activities. Understanding that emotions are intertwined with rational processes helps us appreciate their role in navigating complex social environments. Integrating science and experience. Barrett emphasizes that the triune brain theory's appeal lies in its simplicity and alignment with our subjective experiences of internal conflict. However, she urges us to move beyond these simplistic models and embrace a more nuanced understanding of brain function. Modern neuroscience provides tools and insights to help us integrate scientific knowledge with our lived experiences, leading to a more comprehensive view of human nature. For instance, recognizing that our emotional and rational processes are interconnected can improve how we approach mental health treatment, education, and personal development, fostering a more holistic understanding of what it means to be human. The importance of context. Understanding the brain as an integrated whole highlights the importance of context in shaping our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. Barrett argues that the brain's predictive nature means that our perceptions and actions are always influenced by our past experiences and current environment. This perspective challenges the idea of fixed, innate brain functions and underscores the brain's adaptability. For example, our ability to navigate social interactions depends on contextual cues and learned patterns. This demonstrates that behavior can only be easily categorized into rational or emotional responses if we consider the broader context. The dynamic brain. Barrett explains that the brain is not a static organ but a dynamic system continuously changing and adapting. Neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections, is a fundamental aspect of this dynamism. This plasticity allows the brain to learn from experiences, recover from injuries, and adapt to new challenges. Understanding the brain's dynamic nature helps us appreciate its resilience and potential for growth. For instance, learning a new language or skill involves significant changes in brain structure and function, highlighting the brain's capacity for continuous development throughout life. Challenging traditional views. The chapter challenges traditional views that separate the brain's functions into distinct categories of rationality and emotion. Barrett argues that this separation is scientifically inaccurate and limits our understanding of human behavior. Recognizing the brain as an integrated system, we can develop more effective strategies for addressing psychological and behavioral issues. This approach encourages us to consider the interplay of various factors, including biological, psychological, and social influences, in shaping our actions and experiences. Implications for mental health. Barrett discusses the implications of the triune brain myth for mental health. Viewing mental disorders as conflicts between rational and irrational parts of the brain can lead to stigmatization and ineffective treatments. Instead, understanding mental health issues as disruptions in the brain's integrated functioning offers a more compassionate and scientifically grounded perspective. This approach emphasizes the need for holistic treatments that address the underlying neural and environmental factors contributing to mental health problems. Evolutionary insights. The chapter provides insights into how the brain's evolution has shaped its current structure and function. Barrett explains that rather than evolving in layers, the brain has developed as a network that integrates various functions to enhance survival and adaptability. This evolutionary perspective helps us understand why the brain operates as a unified whole rather than a collection of separate parts. For example, integrating sensory, motor, and cognitive processes allows for complex behaviors such as tool use and social interaction, which are crucial for human survival. The role of emotions. Emotions play a vital role in the brain's functioning, influencing our thoughts, decisions, and actions. Barrett emphasizes that emotions are not primitive impulses to be controlled by rational thought, but are essential for adaptive behavior. Emotions provide valuable environmental information and help us prioritize our needs and goals. For instance, feelings of fear can prompt us to avoid danger, while emotions like empathy can foster social bonds and cooperation. Recognizing the importance of emotions in the brain's integrated functioning can lead to a more balanced understanding of human behavior. Moving beyond simplistic models. Barrett urges us to move beyond simplistic models like the triune brain and adopt a more accurate and nuanced understanding of brain function. This shift requires embracing the complexity of the brain and recognizing the limitations of reductionist approaches. By doing so, we can develop more effective strategies for addressing various aspects of human behavior, from education and mental health to social interactions and decision-making. This comprehensive perspective can help us appreciate the brain's remarkable capabilities and better understand the factors that shape our experiences. The future of neuroscience. The chapter highlights the ongoing advancements in neuroscience that continue to deepen our understanding of the brain. Barrett emphasizes that as we learn more about the brain's integrated functioning, we can develop new approaches to improving mental health, enhancing cognitive abilities, and fostering overall well-being. This evolving knowledge challenges outdated models and encourages us to rethink traditional assumptions about the brain and behavior. For example, emerging research on neuroplasticity and brain networks offers promising insights into how we can harness the brain's potential for growth and adaptation. Integrating knowledge. Barrett emphasizes integrating knowledge from various fields, including neuroscience, psychology, and anthropology, to develop a more comprehensive understanding of the brain. This interdisciplinary approach allows us to appreciate the complexity of brain function and its influence on human behavior. Combining insights from different disciplines can give us a more holistic perspective on how the brain shapes our experiences and interactions. This integrated understanding can inform more effective education, mental health, and social policy approaches. Practical applications. The chapter discusses the practical applications of understanding the brain as an integrated system. Barrett highlights how this perspective can inform various areas, including mental health treatment, education, and personal development. For example, recognizing the interconnectedness of emotional and cognitive processes can lead to more effective therapeutic interventions that address the root causes of mental health issues. Similarly, understanding the brain's predictive nature can enhance educational strategies by aligning teaching methods with how the brain learns and processes information. Conclusion. In You Have One Brain, Not Three, Lisa Feldman Barrett challenges the widely held Treyan brain theory, presenting a more accurate view of the brain as an integrated and dynamic system. Understanding the brain's true nature can move beyond simplistic models and develop a more nuanced perspective on human behavior and cognition. This comprehensive understanding has significant implications for various fields, from mental health and education to social policy and personal development. Embracing the complexity and adaptability of the brain allows us to appreciate its remarkable capabilities and better address the challenges of modern life.